What's up, bitches? It's Haley
and Aubrey,
and you're listening to Make Waves.
Swimming through the sea with only half a lung like me. Problems come so easily every day. Making waves so fast, who knows how long we will last. Now let's dive into our past. We're making waves. Let's talk it out.
Today we're going to be talking about toxic friendships, high school drama. You know, we've all been there. We've been through it. Aubrey has definitely a lot more than I have. I didn't have a lot of friends in high school. So I'm really excited to hear Aubrey spill all the tea.
So probably first I need to say that I did meet so many great people in high school that I still keep up with, still eat lunch with, came to my wedding. Shout out to Jennifer, Gomez, Abby, Summer, and of course, Haley and Jaden. But there are so many people that I shouldn't have been surrounding myself with in the first place. Mean, manipulative girls that critiqued my literal every move.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I feel like it's good to give a little bit of, like, backstory
okay.
here. So, like, you're a cheerleader, you know. You're definitely popular.
Okay.
It's good preference that you're a Gemini because that really... Geminis are popular, Geminis are cheerleaders.
And Haley and I were friends and acquaintances and in the same cosmetology class, but we weren't in the same crowd. Or we both always agree that we were always in the mean girl cliques.
For sure.
Like, could not, every group I was in, I was either the mean girl or in the meanest girl of cliques.
I think I idolized mean girls. Like, I looked up to Sharpay or Regina George. Everybody liked that, and I wanted to be them.
Definitely.
So I feel like people who met me probably have a really bad idea of who I was at that age because...
It's kind of embarrassing.
I know. I think I wanted to be mean.
I know. Yeah. I think I'm really excited
Luckily,
about...
Luckily, I didn't have a lot of friends. I met Jaden at 16, so from there on, it was just me and him. But
I am really excited to have this podcast just to shed light on the fact that I know I was a mean girl. And if I was mean to you, I'm so freaking sorry.
I really am.
I probably owe you a face-to-face apology because me saying I'm sorry on my podcast isn't good enough.
No.
And I am a different person. I don't... But I have to claim that girl who I was in high school,
and
to be fair.
You weren't always the mean girl. You know, when you surround yourself with mean girls, you tend to slip into that role, I feel like.
I agree. Yes, I definitely agree.
I mean, because I didn't have a lot of, like, friends in high school, I'm really interested to know about, like, your toxic friendships and, like, what was your most toxic friendship, you know?
I feel like it started at a really young age. I would say it started in, like, elementary school, but... The main toxic friendship that comes to mind that I would say plays an effect in my adult life is a girl I would have been forced to be friends with because our moms are best friends.
Oh,
and
wow.
It started off as kind of a, let's get them together. This rivalry needs to end kind of bullshit that should have been left alone, in my opinion, from the beginning.
And this would have never happened. How old were you at the time?
Sixth grade, I would say. And we were both trying out for cheer. So it's like, oh, we're going to be on the same cheer team.
Your moms were friends.
My mom was a cheer coach.
Okay.
So her mom was like, oh, she's not going to make it because the cheer coach's daughter hates her.
Oh my gosh. So you're enemies.
And we kind of bonded over that. Like when we were friends until senior year, it really was a joke. We thought, oh, this is so funny that we ended up being the best of friends. But I would say... that the more arguments that came up and the more people that got involved, the more our mom should have taken a step back.
Yeah.
And let us hate each other.
Uh-huh.
But they were like us. Like they were like
best
friends. We did
friends.
Christmas together.
Oh my gosh, if our kids hated each other, what would we do?
I not force them. That's what we would do.
No, absolutely
I learned
not.
That from being
the
one that was forced.
Yes.
Because it was to the point where it's like, shit, like we're going to see each other at Easter. Like we,
yeah.
Oh, I can't stand her. It was so mutual. It was so on the same level. Like it could have been, she took my shirt or she called shotgun on my mom's car. Oh, that was my pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't stand it. And it was funny. I think our friendship was happy and uplifting and exciting until it wasn't.
Yeah.
And the older we got, the worse it got and the more manipulative it got. It turned into, I did this for you, and you're going to act like that, and that's where it gets weird for me.
Yeah.
I don't...
Can you give me examples of, like...
I would say, like, I'm a hairdresser, so if I can't get you in for an appointment, you're going to be like, oh, I saw your Snapchat in your home. That's ridiculous. Why can't you do my fucking hair today? And I don't even think she cussed, but I do.
So we're going to pretend she did. We're improvising.
Yeah. And this is my side of the story. That's all it's ever going to be. If she wants to hop on this podcast and dish out what a
She's not invited.
I could never disrespect myself to be friends with these people again. I just
No.
I have one friend, that's all I need.
I agree.
But yeah. I would say that's where it took a turn from this is fun and cute to we got into a big fat fight before my wedding, and I was serious. Like, this is it. And the whole...
You got married really young, so
yes,
you were
I got
18?
Married at 18, yes. Okay. But before that, I would say the fights were small. They were all super, you took my shirt, you didn't hang out with me at the football game. Like, stupid
petty,
fights.
Mean girl stuff.
Definitely. But when it turned into critiquing each other's literal every move is when it got toxic. I'm 100% sure it was mutual. But from my side of it, when I'm looking at it, I look at it like, what is friendship supposed to be? And
you
I thought that was
examples,
it.
Examples, really?
No. Zero.
Especially with the media and everything showing these horrible toxic girl friendships. There's no support.
None.
In those girl friendships on TV. Mm-mm. They're horrible. My favorite show is Gossip Girl, and Blair and Serena are mortal enemies.
Really?
And they're who I wanted. You know? That's what I looked up to.
Yeah. It's like this cute girl gang. Like, we have matching outfits and we hang out at clubs.
Yes.
But it's not real, genuine.
It's not a deep friendship. Yeah.
No.
You don't know anything about that person.
No. I would never. No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think that's your best friend.
Yeah. But anything I said to you about my boyfriend or my husband, 2 weeks later, you would say, oh, well, I thought he was bad to you. He did this or that, and use it as against me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't ever tell you anything.
A lot of people tell you when you're younger, like, you won't even talk to these people whenever you're grown up. Like, you'll never know them. And I hated those people.
Oh my gosh.
If somebody said that to me, I would go home and cry. Like,
absolutely.
That was my worst nightmare.
Definitely.
I'm so codependent with friends.
Yep.
That if somebody said she's not going to be your friend.
Yeah. Because in my mind, they would be the one standing next to me when I got married.
Exactly.
And it's bullshit because they should not. They didn't have that right. They didn't deserve to.
They didn't support you the years you needed it.
No. Not the years that would have been pivotal to my marriage. Not the beginning of my true life. I think if they were my friend now, they would say, oh, what are you doing? You're going to be a podcast loser. Weirdo. Everyone's going to hear you.
Yes.
There was never that realness. There was never that, like, down to earth. It didn't exist.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it did. So I always just continued with these relationships thinking that they were totally normal. I needed to fix it. I needed to be better. Our moms were friends.
It's a bad feeling.
It is.
When you're a kid, especially, you're just a teenager. Like, you don't have a lot of your own opinions.
And I loved her mom. Yeah. I cared about her. I liked being around her.
I know
her.
That you loved her and you loved all your friends.
I really did.
And that's really obvious with. That's part of the reason you don't want to let it go and you don't want to accept that you're not going to be friends for the rest of your life.
No, because
you've been so close to this person for so long, it's hard to accept anything else.
Honestly, we had so many falling outs that ended in, like, we're not being friends anymore. Yes. And it always, and I'm telling you, if I could count the amount of times that we sat down on our couches with our moms, being like, work this shit out. And to some extent, I see it.
Yeah.
Because if it was me and you, we better sit down and work that
for
shit out.
Sure,
but it would be our husbands is the difference.
Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing.
It would be me. I'd be like, Aubrey, we need to sit down and talk about this.
We would never have a fight. That's such a joke. Because
it is a joke.
It's so different. But our moms were thinking, oh, this is silly, petty drama. And I think the older we got, the less it was petty. And the more it was vindictive and planned out, correlated.
And everything boiled down might have been petty, but as a teenager, like, you can't tell the difference. Anything anybody says to you, you take to heart and you take it so seriously. So whenever your best friend is being negative
about your boyfriend, about your outfit, those put downs, I can remember them to this day. That's where these podcasts will change things. I feel like speaking out about the friendships that we went through and the things that were said to us, don't normalize it. That's not normal.
It's not normal.
If your friends suck, dump them.
Exactly.
If you are not uplifted.
You don't need to be cool.
No.
No.
They're not cool.
No, they're not cool. Whenever you grow up, you're going to laugh at them.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, wow, thank God.
Yeah. At the end of the day, in 2010, we were all wearing chevron and skirts, long skirts, gauchos, all the above. So we weren't cool.
No.
Even when we were. We look back and we make fun of ourselves. So putting up with that
it's so much cooler to be yourself mm-hmm. and find yourself and find people who are exactly like you. And that's what makes life fun. It's hard to get through life when you don't like yourself or the people you surround yourself with.
And I think where I would go with that is that I was always the person who nobody hung out with. Yes. I was popular, yeah. whatever that is. But I would be in that group of girls. I could hang out with the coolest, best cheerleaders that there were, mm-hmm. but I was never having fun. And we would get to the game and they would leave me to go hang out with all the cooler people.
Yes.
And I would be by myself because I should have never been hanging out with those girls in the first place. I should have went and found my crowd.
Exactly.
Me and you, probably. Yes. We should have found the people who supported us, were excited about us, the real me. And
we
instead,
relate to. We have things in common. Like,
yeah.
Real friendship is deep. And it's not just surface level.
No. And trying to fit in those groups, like I was trying to fit in with those specific girls and that crowd, just because we were in the same sport and we ran around with the same boys, made me a loser in that group. But mm-hmm. I could have been the coolest person if I would have just been friends with you. We could have been the coolest together.
Yeah.
And we would have been like, oh, well, why? You know, like that's so weird to me. And it's all about the image and who hangs out with who. And
none of those things
that's
are
how you get hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get hurt because you want to be like this girl. I'm nothing like her. No. She's nothing like me. I'm not saying we couldn't have been friends. I just feel like us trying to fit our lives together to the point that she was standing next to me at the altar is just far-fetched.
Yeah. Being somebody who I never felt like I had true friends, like, I feel like I had one good friend in my entire life, and I always idolized those girl groups the same mm-hmm. way I idolized that mean girl.
And like, we've talked about that before. Yes. You would have looked at my life and been like, oh, wow, exactly. And I'm over here like, help me, help me.
And seeing your side of the story makes me feel like, oh, like, I didn't just get, like, the short end of the stick.
No.
Like, I definitely probably benefited it because I have such a low self-esteem. If anyone would have been that mean to me, I wouldn't have been able to take it. No. I'm not that strong of a person. No.
And I think we've both talked about the fact that we've been mean girls in everyone else's story.
Yeah.
The best friend I'm talking about, I may be the meanest girl in her story.
Exactly.
And I probably owe her a face-to-face apology. Yeah. I probably owe her a hug, all of the above. But I don't think that that makes my story any less relevant. I don't think that that makes the mean girl she was in my story any less hurtful.
Yeah.
I went through that. She went whatever.
That's why I think saying toxic is a really good word. Because it's not that either of you were necessarily bad or worse than the other. It's just you don't work together.
No.
And I think that's something we really need to decide as a society, that some people just don't work together.
No.
In relationships, in friendships, in co-workers, like, some people just don't mesh.
Mm-hmm. There is something to be said, though, about the fact that, are we even mature enough?
Yeah,
at that moment in my life, was I mature enough to look at her and be like, yes, bitch, do you. Have sex with who you want. Fucking make out with who you want. No, I had to be like, oh, wow, you're that trashy boy from math. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That alone was my disgusting behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I was mature enough to look around and say, oh,
this isn't right for me.
But was it because I was so busy trying to fit in those perfect cliques that I had no idea who I was?
Yeah.
Could I have figured that out at 15, 16? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I didn't try. I can tell you that.
And honestly, I'm glad I didn't.
I know.
Because I love the person I am today. And so much of that is...
because you're 20, not 16.
And becoming friends with you and, like, finding myself. And, you know, I feel like I really know who I am as an adult. And I didn't as a kid. I had no idea who I was.
I agree.
I would have told you I did, and I know if there
I
are
know,
anyone, if
I
anyone
know.
Under the age of
my little Georgia,
19 is listening,
my Georgia,
you're like,
she would.
I'm so strong, I know exactly who I
am. And you know what, though? I would look at those girls and be like, fuck yeah, you do.
Exactly.
Good. Great.
It's better to embrace
own your
it.
Shit.
Yes.
Yes. Own your shit every time. If you say, this is my best friend, and she's going to stand next to me at the altar, fuck yeah, I hope I'm at your wedding to see it.
Me too.
I hope you make it.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, if she treats you like shit through text, behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
your parents are forcing you to be friends. If it is anything other than I 110% want to be in this relationship, leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out, whatever. But those girls, your life does not need to revolve around one kind of girl.
Mm-mm.
No. No, 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 no. Mm-mm.
You're more than that. You deserve more than that.
Yes.
She deserves more
she does.
Than you, you know?
Doesn't she?
She deserves her best friend.
She does.
Somebody who
and I think in so
her.
Many ways we were that for each other. Like, oh, my mom this or these girls that. And man, I could fuck with her, but no one else could to that level. And that's fine. I wish that bond would have been there, though.
Yeah.
I wish we would have been more mature. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I wish we would have been
I think surface level, you might have had a lot in common, but once you get down to those deep things, mm-hmm. I think if you would have started figuring those things about yourself earlier, you would have really drifted apart.
We would have been in two totally different planets, honestly.
Yeah. And just like you are now, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I support you and I love you, but we aren't compatible to hang out with 24/7. That's the box we would have fit in. Yeah. Instead, it was just like, oh, we don't agree on this, but we're going to force each other to be best friends and be inseparable
anyways.
And that
made you really not like each other. And there's no way y'all can have a friendship now because of it, you know?
There was so much hurt. And if we would have just earlier, that's so true, gone our separate ways and just loved each other from afar. And that's sad that we'll never have that. But we will never have
that. If you're listening, just so you know.
I could never disrespect myself and allow myself to partake in relationships that I was that hurt in. Yeah. That is not compatible with who I am now. No. That doesn't exist for me. And I wish it did. I think I'm just a one and done kind of person. Uh-huh. And if you bite me,
I know.
I'm done. So that's just how we are.
Yeah.
That's my preference. I will forgive you. I apologize to you. We can move on. Mm-hmm. But I have no desire to spend time with people who do not mesh with me and my now.
Yeah, my now.
We're too busy making magic over
here. Yes, we're making very true. Adult friendships are so much better. Like, yes. I feel like, I just don't even know. I didn't think anything like this existed.
No.
Like, I thought, oh, I wasn't friends with those girls in high school. Like, I'll never have friends. It'll just be me and Jaden. And I had accepted that. I definitely cried myself to sleep.
Yeah, I had accepted it too. Sad. Yes, I had accepted it too because I had never experienced anything like it, and I had had such a negative experience with friends. And I thought, okay, if that's what friends are, then I don't want them. Mm-hmm. And I have a husband and Colby, and that's all I'd sought after.
Yeah,
so it's fine. It's fine. We've been friends the whole time. That's embarrassing.
It is more so embarrassing
because we've literally been friends since junior year. Yes. We went to cosmetology school together, so we spent 1,000 hours in class. Side by side. Like,
we just didn't talk.
But we vibed.
Okay, but we didn't talk about what we needed to be talking about.
No, we also, again, because we weren't fucking mature enough. That's the thing. We have cosmetology prom hair, and Jaden and Colby both show up. And we're like, oh, hey, our boyfriends are here. We're the girls with boyfriends.
They sat in the room and didn't speak to each other. Look at them now.
I want
to
tell them.
Colby is Jaden's hello. Best man.
They should be embarrassed.
They should.
But it's that awkward. In high school, all that matters is what other people think of you.
Exactly.
If Colby would have approached Jaden or vice versa, it would have been like, oh, is he going to think I'm weird?
Yes.
What is he doing here? Does he... Mm-hmm. It's all about what other people think. If they would have just been like, hey, you're here with your girlfriend. If we would have met at the bar, we would have been like, what's up? Oh, my God. Let's go to dinner.
All we need was some tequila.
That's all. 16-year-old me was missing out on the deal.
How we started bonding. Because I remember the late nights. We would stay up until both of her husband, my boyfriend at the time, would fall asleep. And we would
sound
just
asleep.
Talk.
In the same room. And we're like, are you awake? Colby, are you awake?
Shh. Whisper. I don't want them to hear. And we would just.
I think it was more like a cry for help. We were like, help.
I know. We'd have the deepest conversation.
Do you think this? Because I think this. And yeah,
we would
it was
say
riveting.
The things that nobody wants to say out loud. Mm-mm. And the fact
we
that
still do.
We happen to relate to each other is incredible. Mm-hmm. I think us meeting, like, was, this sounds so stupid, but fate.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly think it was.
Because if we would have said that to anyone else, they would have been like, are you okay?
I know.
It's just, like, the contemplating, the bigger thoughts, and the deep conversations. And
yes.
Even the things about our relationship that I'm...
to know that friendships like that exist.
They do.
You can find people who believe the same things as you. For so long, I would meet these girls, and I would have these conversations, and I would try to make them deep, because that's just who I am.
Yeah, that is who you are.
I know.
That's all you. You're responsible for our friendship.
But, and they would disagree with me, and that was really hard on me. Mm-hmm. So whenever I would say something, the craziest thing I could think of, and you would agree with me, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
There's
let me think of something
it's
crazier.
It's not just me.
No,
yes.
Let me think of something crazier. Yeah.
Oh, you think that was cool? Wait till you
hold
hear
on. Yes. But I feel like you saying... You validated me in ways that I was put down before.
Uh-huh.
Me talking about my boyfriend or, oh, I did this, and you not being like, okay. Like,
I felt the exact
fine.
Same way. Yeah.
I'm going to try to be cooler than you now. That was never a factor in me
absolutely
and you spending
not
time together at all. I was like, ooh, you're so fucking cool. And then talk about myself. It
yes
was not like, we've never been the kind of people that I talk about me, or or vice versa. No, it's always balanced. Yeah, we just vibe so well together.
We vibe so well.
So well that I feel like I can do this podcast. And this could be no more farther out of both of our comfort zones.
For sure.
So that shows.
If you know me in real life, I am the shyest person you've ever met.
She's fucking full of shit because there's not a shy bone in your body. I feel like if anyone knows you, they would say the opposite.
One of my favorite memories of us being friends is when you told me that your therapist was like, the same Haley that you talk about all the time. Because you told her I was shy. And she's like, wait, like, are you sure?
Which Haley? Hold on. I thought I was listening. Yeah. That is so true. But I feel like there really are two sides of you. Maybe you're a Gemini. There are. I think you
just have to get past the shell, you know? Yeah. And I hope that people who listen to this podcast, like, can feel that and know who I actually am.
Yes. When you're loved and supported and cared about, that people flourish when they are in healthy environments, healthy friendships, healthy relationships. And that's all about what this is, supporting that, showing people that we, young girls especially, you can be in these negative environments and be a completely different person, be in healthy environments and flourish.
Yes.
All the way across, and flourish.
So many people look at movies like Mean Girls and think, oh, that's all teenage girls are. And that's not true.
No, it's not.
Our friendship, for one, is so much deeper than that. It is a genuine friendship. And if you're listening to this in 10 years and we're not friends, I'm truly
kind of like I'm shouting out those girls in high school. Yes. Well, then we need to listen to it and sit down on the couch.
And have a little
deal talk. Deal it out. Call my mom. She's queen of sit down, work out your bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a whole different feeling to be listened to and validated and know that no matter what comes out of your mouth, that person is going to accept you.
Yeah,
and
I don't disagree.
Understand who you are. Like, I truly feel like of everyone in my life, I think you have the truest perception of who I am as a person, even more than Jaden, because I just say any deep, dark thought I have to you, you know?
Yeah. And the most embarrassing thing I can think of saying I've already said out loud to you, so it's fine. I totally agree. I wrote on here, in my mind, I know we'll be friends for life and not the kind of friends that, like, spill tea to, but the kind of friends that will build each other up through each phase of life. And
I love that, yeah.
I think you could buy a house tomorrow and be like, fuck yes, buy a house. And it's never going to be that, like, I'm jealous. Never a competition. Never a competition. Because you can flourish when people support you.
Yes.
When you know someone has your back through and through, I could do this and you're not going to think, oh God, wow, I need to do it now.
I know.
It's never like that with us.
I think another really big turning point in our lives, I guess you should all know that Aubrey is a hairdresser and she used to own a salon. And I used to work there. Like she said, we went to cosmetology school together. And I decided that hair wasn't for me. And that was a really hard decision for me to make. And it was really hard for me to go to my best friend, who was my boss at the time, and tell her I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
Not the best situation. But I feel like you were so supportive and you really just listened to what I had to say and, like, understood me. And that was really special to me.
Yes.
I don't cry.
I feel like you sitting down and telling me that, though, prove to me what kind of friendship we had, because instead of thinking, wow, she's quitting, we're not going to work together, all the things that a normal person would think, I was like, holy shit, what kind of environment are we in, and do I need to leave too?
Yeah.
You know, like, that was kind of a turning point for owning the salon for me, because I was like, it's not the salon.
I can't wait to tell you guys that story.
Oh, yeah.
It's
That's another
so
podcast.
Good. Yes. But I'm just telling you all to subscribe.
Yeah. Because we have the tea on that shit.
Yeah.
It made me take a look at what we were both dealing with day to day, because if you were going through it, well, I was going through it too. I just may have been more blind to it than you clearly were. And I care.
Like I said, I just take things really harshly. So it was really affecting me emotionally. And
Yeah. You were also dealing with it a lot more than me. But yes, I'll always support you. If you said I want to.
And it felt really good to know that. Like, part of me was like, this could end our friendship.
Which is so crazy, because I would have never in a million years thought that. No, I would have thought.
It was just a really hard thing.
If you said, fuck you in your salon, I would have been like, okay, bye, see you Saturday. See you Saturday.
We were at a really different place, you know?
We were, and what we always talk about clicked for us, changed from, okay, we're this cute friend group.
Friends, yeah.
Us and our husbands, who were also best friends, we'll give them that, but not as good friends as us.
No, absolutely not. They could never.
Nope. They're going to beg to differ. And that's annoying, but anyway.
No, don't even listen.
Don't listen to them. was the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because we were both, since we were hairdressers, we're quarantined, unemployed, all the above. We spent so much time together.
Yes.
And it became an us thing and less of a them, the four of us thing.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like that's where it changed and went from like, okay, like this is, a, we're saying we this stuff this out loud. Yeah. We're the kind of people who need them as a crutch for a little while.
Oh, yes.
We use them as a crutch for way too long, but.
For sure. Why? I don't know. They're not even good at it. We wait for them to fall asleep.
Yes. They're snoring. We're like, oh, thank God they're here.
Because then 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, when coronavirus started,
yeah,
we were like, oh, we can talk without them.
Wow.
Duh. We've been doing it for years.
But there's still, it's like part of being friends with someone who has anxiety and also has anxiety. It's like, okay, so how can I come over tomorrow without getting on your nerves? Like, how is it okay?
And that is one thing that I appreciate you for so much, because I have such bad anxiety. If you didn't say we're hanging out today, yes, I would not come over. I never would.
The day we had that conversation kind of was the turning point, I would say, because it was like, I'm never coming over unless you ask me.
Yeah.
And I'm such a control freak that I need to say, okay, can you please come over at 3 o'clock? Wear this, sit here. Well, we're drinking, just so you know. And that really works well with me.
It does.
I need to have that grasp on myself. So that could not be more perfect. That doesn't exist anywhere else. But you can say, I'm never going to text you and ask you to hang. I'm never going to.
I won't.
And then we
and
say,
that's
okay,
honest of me.
Right. But how can we, like, make what it work for both of us? So how are we going to hang out?
Yeah.
It really couldn't be better. I think that those are the things that I would have never thought existed. If I would have kept those relationships in my life into my adult life, because they were in my wedding. I should say she was in my wedding.
Yes, the one.
She was in my wedding and great, awesome, whatever. I'll look back on those pictures and smile about our friendship and whatever. But if I would have kept that relationship in my life and kept moving forward, I wouldn't have room for you. Because that's the kind of friendship it was. Uh-huh. It was so toxic that you being there would have been like, oh, we would have all three had to vibe, and that's so not you.
No, not
so at all. It would never have worked. And to miss out on something so important as us and so important as the rest of our life.
I feel like our friendship like made me find who I am as a person. So not finding that would.
Oh my
gosh.
So what I would want to say to the young girls is like, imagine what you're letting her take from you.
Yeah.
You're letting her take that from you, whether it's a boyfriend or
a friendship
or
even just you being on your own. Some people really thrive by themselves, and that is perfectly fine.
I would say we thrived by ourselves, and we would have never been friends if we wouldn't have.
Yeah.
We had accepted the fact that we were never going to have a friend.
Yeah.
And then we found the best friend that we would have ever had. So,
true.
Couldn't be better. And that's super important.
I think, like, in 2020, and from what I've seen from other teenage girls, I think it's changing, and I really hope it is. I think girls on social media are supporting each other and they're standing up for each other. Mm-hmm. And that is so important, because we shamed each other so much when we were younger about the people you talk to, the boys you hang out with, what you're doing with those boys. And girls supporting girls is so important.
The whole
world is already against us.
Mm-hmm.
All the boys that you're so obsessed with.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
need to support each other. Mm-hmm. You need to be there for each other.
You do.
And those are the relationships that, like, matter. Like, people you actually vibe with. And
I feel like it's so easy to say that, but then we're not being supported by the adults in our life or the other friends in our life, so it's so hard to do. But if you could hear somebody older say,
yes,
support each other, love each other, lift each other up. If your friend is doing something crazy, awesome. Unless they're in danger, leave them alone.
Yeah,
they're fine. Rock on every time. Cool.
And in any way that your friend is developing her own personality, figuring out who she is on her own without you, I know it's really hard. I'm such a jealous person.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to let people flourish as themselves.
Yes.
And then you can come together and be those best friends that you always want to be, you know?
Yes, because all it would have taken in the relationships that I had is for me to be supportive. If I would have said, yes, girl, do you wear those shoes? Be crazy, kiss that boy, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That would have changed our whole relationship. And I had that power the whole entire time. Yeah. But I looked at it as, well, she's bitchy, so I'm going to be bitchy. And she's mean, so I'm going to be mean. And if all it takes is one person in the relationship to change
The whole dynamic.
Yes, girls supporting girls. is the message.
Yes.
Support each other. Girls. Lift each other up.
Don't be mean girls.
No.
I know that it looks fun.
It does.
And you want to be the coolest girl in school, but being the coolest girl in school is not being Regina George.
No.
It is being the girl who is friends with everybody and everyone likes and is nice. Like, that is truly the girl that I wish I would have been in high school.
Absolutely. I would have gone a lot further. Yeah. Even in my own personal growth, I would have gotten a lot further supporting the people around me instead of being so worried about being better than them.
You never have to look back with regret.
No.
If you are just nice to people, that's all it takes is being nice and supportive. Like,
yes. Absolutely.
I think all of you girls can do that. I think me and Aubrey also need to take a little bit of a, take our own advice, I guess. Like, it's easy to be mean.
It is.
It's easy to judge people. It's easy to judge a book by its cover, but we all need to
And we're
take
a work
that.
In progress. We will never not say we're working on that.
Exactly.
Every single day we're working on that. Not making comments about girls' outfits, their hair, or whatever. Yes. Even in the adult world, if it is not a positive thing, it really shouldn't come out of our mouth.
Exactly.
It shouldn't.
No.
Because if she's doing what makes her feel good, then we should support that or shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. There should be no comment.
It doesn't affect you.
No.
What that girl is wearing, what that girl is doing does not affect you.
No. And if her confidence intimidates you, work on your fucking self.
Yeah.
You need to take a long, hard look in the mirror, because every single time that I make a comment about a girl, it's because I feel like shit about me.
Exactly. So, and I'm jealous of her.
So when then I just say that. High school just girls, say you're jealous.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous of them. Yeah. They're the coolest people on the planet. If I could be 16 right now, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And the fact that I truly feel like you, I hope if you are in high school and you're listening to this, you feel like you support your friends.
Yes. Or if you don't, I hope that this is an eye-opener to say, wow.
Yes.
I judge my friend. I treat my friend like trash. And if I start supporting my friend will support me back.
Yeah.
I really think she will.
And those are the ways you get these girl gangs that you look up to.
Yeah,
it's
that
not
we have.
Being toxic. It's you don't want a Regina George friendship. You want a true, deep friendship where you can be honest with somebody. You can tell them how you honestly feel about something. You can...
And if you try and it doesn't work, dump your friend.
Yeah, move on.
Move on.
And
you can love them and support them from afar, and you can find your people that you click with. But who you click with at 15 may not be who you click with at 20.
And it's not who you want to click with.
It's not.
As a teenage girl, you want to be the popular girl in school. You want to be friends with the popular girl in school. And that's not always the answer, you know?
No.
You need to expand your horizons. Mm-hmm. And you really need to find who you are and who you relate to.
But it's crazy, because all of that and the real moral of the story would be work on yourself.
Exactly.
Because if you're working on you and you're worried
the right
about yourself,
will find you.
They will.
If you know who you are, you're gonna attract people just like you, you know?
And this is another podcast, but what I would say is don't let people tell you who you are. If your adults are like, oh, you don't know who you are because you're 15, you do know. You can figure it out.
Yeah, you
and
can.
You at 15 may not be you at 16 or you at 17, but you focusing on you each day, you're going to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what matters.
Very true.
So if your friends suck, dump them.
And if they don't, be nicer to them and let them be themselves.
Yep. And you be yourself.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our first episode. If you did, please like it, subscribe.
Stay tuned for more tea.
Yes. I hope you like the next episode. Bye.
Bye.